In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Welcome. My friends, we have come to a very important day in the calendar of our Christian life. All this time, since Christmas time, we have been celebrating various feasts, but this evening, this time, it is the hour, that special hour that our Lord Jesus Christ referred to every time he was on earth. You remember, during the feast in the Cana of Galilee, when the wine got finished, his mother Mary asked him to perform a miracle, and he said, "Mom, my hour has not come." There was a time when people wanted to make him the king. Again, Jesus told them, "The hour has not come." But now, the hour has come. It was just before Passover festival, Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who are in the world, he loved them to the end. As we read this text in John 13, from verse 1 onwards, up till John 17, we are hearing the voice of Christ. With a small team of his followers in a room where Jesus was trying as much as possible to let them understand his ministry, because within a few hours he was going to depart and leave them. So it was important that he hands over to the people he knows are going to carry out his work. It was Passover time when people are celebrating the deliverance of the children of Israel, when the angel of death passed over their doors because of the lamb of sacrifice that they have received. But here today is the real lamb of sacrifice. That's Jesus. Now, one word that we shall go home with is love. He loved them to the end. He loved his disciples. He loves us to the extreme capacity. I have no English language to describe it. That love, which the song says, love abounding, love excelling. Our Lord Jesus loved them to the end. And so, just imagine the house, the room where these 12 are seated, reclining on their chairs in the traditional way, and the custom demands that before they start eating, they wash their feet. Now, here in Boston, we are lucky that the roads are very clean. You can walk barefoot and come here, and there's no need of washing your foot. But in some regions, like if you visited me back there, you came to my house, basically I had to wash your feet properly because of the dust. And that was the situation there. And so the table was set, the meal is ready, but the 12 disciples are quiet, looking at each other, proud, not to wash each other's feet, because that's the work of a slave servant. And so the important people in that house could not wash the feet of each other. And this is the problem. Jesus, noticing the problem, rises up, takes off his garment, ties a towel around his waist, gets water, and starts to wash their feet. Very, very embarrassing. This is their teacher. This is their Lord. But Jesus has the power, because the text says he has all the power in the world from the Father, which means as the head of that team, he will have what we always talk about, crack of the whip. You know, people that you are leading are messing about. What do you do? Crack of the whip. Stand up and say, Peter, can you wake up and wash the rest? He has the power. But he wanted to show the power of love. The power of love that has that humility to come down and serve. My friends, that is the big lesson we are learning today. Jesus, if it was me, I would have felt disappointed that the people I need have not understood what I need from them. Jesus has told them about the Sermon on the Mount, which says the meek shall inherit the earth. He had told them the Sermon on the Mount, which was expressing the love of God. He had healed people and they saw it. He had turned water into wine. Everything. And yet the disciples were not in the picture of that lesson. And so Jesus now wants to demonstrate the last time, before he goes to the cross, what the kingdom of God is for. The humble and the servants, those who love to serve. And so we look at this scenario. If you have, when you get time, just look at that text when you are alone at home and appreciate the way it is flowing. He starts to wash the feet, and the disciples are watching. I hope whatever was happening in their mind. But one disciple was very fast to talk, was Peter. He was at a certain stage, then he was watching Jesus washing the disciples. He talked by himself, said, well, look at these people. How can they allow our master to wash their feet? I'm going to teach them a lesson when he comes to me. He can't wash my feet. And so Jesus washed one, another one. He comes to Peter. Peter says, no way. Lord, you can't wash my feet. So I told him, if I don't wash your feet, you have no part in my kingdom. That means, if you want to go to heaven, I wash your feet. If you don't want to go to heaven, you go to hell. That was a choice. So Peter basically was saying, I go to hell. I told him, I must wash your feet. My friends, Jesus wants to cleanse you. Jesus wants to wash our sins. Let us allow him. Sometimes we are so preoccupied with our own life's pleasures that we are not humble enough to allow God into our lives to forgive us, to give us a new beginning. And so Jesus insisted, and Peter then, as usual, doesn't want to be defeated. Okay, Lord, if you want to wash just my head also, wash my head and my head, my hands, everything. Jesus again says, my friend, you don't need that. You are clean because I have done it for you. Now, that's important because those of us who are here and Christians around the world who have accepted Jesus Christ are safe. But we are in the world. Every day we walk around, therefore we collect dust here and there. Therefore it is necessary that we come to worship in this church every Sunday, that we can pray at home, that we can read the Bible and continue to interact ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ as a way of washing our daily dirt. Our interaction, sometimes we offend each other as we talk. Sometimes we offend ourselves or our members of the family. So all these things are necessary that we wash our feet and we allow Jesus Christ to wash our feet. And so Jesus washed Peter's feet. His pride and the fact that he dictated the terms, you know, he wanted to be washed on his own terms. And Jesus said, no, I'm washing you on my own terms as your Savior. And so, as we notice here, there's another disciple who is not talking. And here Jesus says, the devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. The devil had already entered Judas Iscariot. Judas, son of Simon Iscariot. Again, here, my friends, those of us who are parents here, what a legacy. If your son is given that title of the betrayer. Because here is one of those areas where they mention the father's name, Judas, son of Simon Iscariot. So the entire family is tied into this bad legacy. And of course, Judas was quiet. He has not spoken. He's calculating. You cannot understand him. But he is also the traitor. And above all, Jesus, imagine, he washes the feet of Judas. Judas is part of the people that he has washed. How I pray that this kind of spirit does not take root in members of the body of Christ. Because Judas was there, but Jesus extended his love to him. Judas had had all the teachings, but Judas was not a Christian. He never believed. He was among them, but he was an unbeliever. And so these two contrasting disciples, Peter and Judas, sets for us a paradigm of which we need to navigate to find ourselves as Christians that God wants us to be. Today is our day that we begin the journey towards Golgotha. We are starting today with a foot wash as a symbol of what Jesus is coming up to. But let that symbolic washing of our feet teach us about three things. One, it teaches us the importance of humility. the meek shall inherit the earth. And that's a Christian way of life. Jesus was so humble himself, he did not count his position as a divine person, but he came in order to serve us. Let this also teach us that we need cleansing. And let's allow our Savior, by the blood that is going to be thrown on the cross, cleanse our lives. And let us learn from this the notion of servanthood, servant leadership, if you are a leader. But service is something that is honorable. And lastly, we are being encouraged as Christians to move forward and face situations that are going to be perplexing, like the crucifixion. Because here, our Lord was preparing his disciples to be ready to face the difficult situation ahead. Because immediately he finished talking, the devil worked. But he left us with one thing. In verse 34 he says, a new commandment I give you, love one another. My friends, this is our command, and it's not a very difficult commandment. Love one another. And he also says, if you do this, happy are those who hear and do this thing. And so as I will be working with us the whole of this season, from today up to Easter Day, my prayer is that God continues to reveal himself to our lives so that we are formed as much as possible in the likeness of our Savior and the Lord Jesus Christ. May God bless us in this journey as we welcome the resurrection of our Savior. Amen. Amen.